A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra, Daf Hey, Baba Basra 5A. Pagination is 9. We'll start on the facing page. On the first wide line, Masnisin, the Mishnah. Hamakif is Chaveru Mishalosh Ruchosav. A person surrounds his friend, meaning his property, surrounds his friend's property on three sides. Vigodos Arishonov Esashnia Vesashlishis. And the outer person put a fence on three of the sides. Ein mechayv v'noso. We do not require the inner person to contribute to those fences because he does not yet have benefit because his fourth side is still open. And therefore, animals, thieves, whatever you are protecting from can still get in. Rabbi Yossi Omer im Omad v'goder saravis migalgilim olav es hakol. If he proceeded and closed in the fourth side, and we could be talking about the outer person closed in the fourth side, or the inner person closed in the fourth side and displayed his interest in being closed in, then he has to contribute to the entire endeavor of this inner wall that's surrounding him as an outer wall that the outer person helped him with. The Gemara has quite a discussion about exactly what the responsibility of the inner person is, to what extent. You'll take a quick look, though, skipping two lines into the Gemara. Itmar, we learnt. Rav Huna Omar HaKol Lefi Mashe Godar. Indeed, whatever type of fence was built, that's the type of fence that he has to contribute. There is a dissenting opinion. Chia Barav Omar Hakol Lefi Dmei Konin Bizul, the cheapest type of simple stick fence, but there is a concept of the type of fence that was built. In Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Nun Ches, we learn that this is when the fence was built adjacent to his property, with both sides contributing, so that he's a partner and he's going to be able to use the wall as a resting place for his beams or whatever. It's going to be functional for him. If, however, the outer person built it within his own property, then the inner person is not going to contribute the full extent of the price of the fence, because after all, let's say it's a stone fence, the normal benefit of a stone fence is to be able to use it to put beams on it, and if the outer person put it in his rishus, in his area, in such a way that he's claiming personal possession of the fence, then it's a whole different relationship. But if it was built on the border, and the inner person, it's been decided, is getting the benefit, then he would pay the type of fence based on the type of fence that it is. Let's move on to today's daf. We have two stories regarding a person by the name of Runya. It's an unusual name, and we have specific stories in his relationship with Ravina, who is a known Talmudic sage. Runya, this person, Runya, Akfe Ravina me'arba ruchosav, was surrounded by Ravina in fields from four of his sides. Obviously, he gets access to his own field in whatever way the rules will apply, but he's surrounded by Ravina. Ravina built a fence around the property. Amale, and he told Runya, Havli kama de gadri, I want you to pay for what I have put up a fence. Lo yoivle, Runya didn't give him any money, basically ignored him. So Ravina was persistent, and he continued, Havli lefi demei konim bezul, give me according to a minimal amount of if the fence had been a simple stick fence. Lo yoivle, Runya ignored him. He didn't pay him. So Ravina continued, Havli agar nitirusa, give me at least the amount that you would have to pay for somebody to walk around and protect your field. And what you see over here, apparently, is that even a cheap stick fence was worth more than the price of a low-wage person just to walk around and keep it from being raided by animals or thieves or whatever. Lo yoivli, and again, even that minimal amount, Runya didn't pay. Yomachad, one day, Havakogodar Dikli, Runya was busy with his day trees. Omale la'arise, so Ravina told his worker, Zil shkomina kivura de'ahini, go try to grab from him some of those dates. Azal la'asuye, so this worker went to try to get. Rama Beikola, and Runya starts screaming, how dare you take from my dates? Amale, Ravina said, all I did was stage something here, and Golis Adaitech, you indeed proved to us, Demenech Nicholach, that you really do like the fence. In other words, there are two different ways that a person can look at their produce. One is, very careful, it's my produce, how dare anybody go near it. Another way would be, I'm not so careful, it's a little goes, it's par for the course, don't worry about it. A person who's a stickler would be very happy to have a fence. A person who figures, listen, it's the cost of doing business, what do I need to put up a fence? I'll lose a few dates, so for that I'm going to put up a fence. But you see that you're very careful with your things. You're making a whole fuss because you stood to possibly lose a little bit. Lo yeheya le'iza ba'alma, even if there were a few goats roaming around here, you would lose something, and apparently that bothers you. Mila boy nitirusa, don't you want to be guarded? And you should pay me some advantage that you're getting from this fence. Amale, Runya, finally responded. He said, Iza ba'alma, if it was just goats. La'achlu yeboi, all I would need is a person to call out, to get them a little scared. Amale, so Ravina said, okay. V'lav gavra bois demechli la, wouldn't you need a person to, you're going to hire a person to do that. So at least give me the benefit that you're getting. Asa l'kameh de Rava, finally the case came to a dintora to Rava. Amale and Rava told Runya, Zil paise b'may de ifayis, go appease Ravina for his fence with the amount that he's willing to be appeased. V'ilo, because if not, if he can't strike a deal here, da'in n'alach dina ki Ravuna aliba de Rav Yossi, I'm going to rule like Ravuna in the opinion of Rav Yossi, that since you're surrounded on four sides and you're benefiting, you're going to have to pay your share of the fence and you're going to have to pay a lot more. So Rashi says, Rava is not striking a deal on his own. He's taking the lead from Ravina. Rava intrinsically holds like this more strict ruling. You would have to pay half the fence. Rashi says, you see from this, this is how we paskin. You have to pay half the fence. But Ravina is being benevolent. He's saying, okay, so at least pay me something. At least pay me what you're benefiting. And even that, Runya kept ignoring him. Rava says, at least pay that. And that's called appeasement. Ravina is willing to accept it. Take him up on his deal. The Gemara continues with a second story with Runya, and we see from this story a little bit about who this Runya was. From the first story, he looks like a very stingy fellow, but from the second story, we see the sensitivity that they had to Runya, and apparently he wasn't being considered a bad guy. He was just a person struggling to make an honest living. Runya zaven ara amitzra de Ravina. Runya bought a property on the border of Ravina. Simple way to understand this is that Runya is in the middle with a property. Ravina surrounds him on all four sides. And now there was a property for sale adjacent to those outer fields belonging to Ravina. And Runya bought it. Sava Ravina l'sluki mishum dina devar metzra. Ravina thought that he could push Runya out from that property by paying him, of course, but he could force the land to be given to him because of the adjacent property rule, which is that a person who has an adjacent property to something that's up for sale is supposed to get the rights of first refusal. He's supposed to be offered the property first before anyone else has a chance to bid on it. And he has the right to come in now and say, I'm willing to pay you, but I want that property. And he was going to bump Runya out. We'll explain this a little bit more in a second. Amalei Rav Safra b'rei de Rav Yeva l'Ravina. Rav Safra, the son of Rav Yeva, said to Ravina, Amri Inchi, you know, there's a saying by people, Arba'o l'tzala. Let's keep it simple. We'll learn like Rashi's first approach. Four loaves are needed for a poor person to support his family, and four loaves are needed for a rich person to support his family. In other words, people need to support their families, and he's got mouths to feed, and he also needs to be respected, accommodated, however we word it. There are a number of approaches here in the interest of time. I'll try to give a quick overview of what's going on here. We have the concept of bar metzra, the adjacent property. And the source for such a concept is v'asisa hayasha v'hatov. It's proper. Because if a person has an adjacent property, it means a lot to him to get that property because he'll be able to harvest everything together. The planting season, he was able to plant everything together. It's just much easier for him. It's an advantage that's more unique to him than to anybody else in the world. And we say to the other people, go find a different property to buy. This property is perfect for him. Respect him. Allow him. However, over here, Runya was a poor person. He finally has a property to buy, presumably that he could afford, that's nearby his other property, even if it's not perfectly adjacent. And therefore, Rav Safra, Brei de Rav Yeva, told Ravina, even though you are technically the bar metzra, you're the literal next door neighbor to the property, but Ravina is also in close proximity, and he's also got issues trying to put together a living for his family. And therefore, the V'asisa HaYashav HaTov for you is not greater than the V'asisa HaYashav HaTov to try to help him. And therefore, Runya should be allowed to keep that property despite the fact that he's not literally the adjacent person as much as you are. Going back to the previous Gemara, when Ravina was asking for compensation for his fence, Runya is not such a bad guy in the eyes of the Gemara. He's ignoring it because he can't afford it, and he's trying to avoid it. And Ravina was accommodating, but he wanted something. You're getting something from the fence. At least acknowledge that. Say thank you. Say, give me something for it. And that's this Gemara, two stories about this person, Runya. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.